Family Random.
Hi everyone, this is Lane Goshen from Family Rated, and today we have a very special guest with us. Her name is Esther Fayette.
Hey.
So, today we're just going to, you know, talk about some very interesting things and related to riptides. So, please stay in touch. So, me and Esther had a very fun time at North Carolina about a couple days ago, and it was socially distanced, of course, because that's all we can do right now, am I right?
So, yep.
So, we had a socially distanced vacation, and we came back with this story about a lot of rain, a lot of riptides, and, like, some stuff that really hurt. So, anyways, this was my genius idea at North Carolina, Holden Beach. So, I kept telling Esther over here, I kept telling her that I really wanted to go for an afternoon swim. You know?
Yeah. It was raining, and it did not feel very good.
Well, that was later on, okay? So, finally everyone agrees. We're like, afternoon swim it is. We go at maybe 6. Yeah. Pretty late.
6:30.
And Esther, this entire time, I don't even know what you're thinking. What were you thinking then?
I really did not want to go. I thought it was like we're going to get flooded or something. I don't know. I just really did not want to go.
Well, anyways, we go down to the beach and we realize that all of the tents, the little canopy tents, had been taken down. So there's no shelter and it was pouring down rain.
It was also very windy.
Yeah, it was windy, and it was pouring down rain. The waves were huge. It was ridiculous. We were like, this is ridiculous. And a couple other people had joined us. So one of my acquaintances, who's been on this podcast before, joined us. And then we had Esther's little brother and little sister, and our cousin, Perry Lau. So, we were all having a great time, except for my mom. My poor mom was just in the wind there. Rain was pelting down on her, and, oh goodness, we looked up, and Esther was like, What did you say? You said something just like...
I was like, we gotta go back, because I feel bad for her.
Yeah, and we kept on being like, oh, this is awful. Well, we had an okay time. My mom was having a terrible time, but anyways, all of us, we were hanging out, and we were not too far in, because the waves were huge, and we didn't want to die out there. So, we were playing around, and having a fun time and all. And then we looked up and realized that we were, like, half a mile down the beach from where we had started. And it was not good. It's not good at all.
I didn't even notice that we were moving. I was just, like, hanging out with everyone else. And I look up. I was like, where is her mom?
Yeah, we were like, I think we're lost. So we looked up and we realized that we were in a very bad situation. And we all had to grab hands and run back to where my mom was. And eventually we got out and we told her about it, and she was like, that was the riptide. And we were like, that's interesting. Like, oh goodness, I do not want another riptide. So, had a fun time there. And then we came back, and we kept on having the same experience over and over again. Every time we went to go swim in the ocean, there would be a huge riptide.
Sometimes it was small, sometimes they were a lot bigger.
Yeah, and we would get pulled in, and we couldn't get out sometimes. It was ridiculous and dangerous. But so when we got back here, me and Esther, we were talking about it, and we were talking about how just how interesting that riptide was, kind of like how easily it can relate to kind of like right now, you know, where it was like so almost the riptide was pulling us in so much, and we were thinking, like, you know, really that's kind of what the devil does. They kind of pull you in and you don't really notice, and it's just all of a sudden halfway across the beach from where you thought you were, or, you know, all other things. Any thoughts to say on that?
Yeah, and then I think that it, when you, when we grabbed hands and ran back to our mom, it was like when we have to come together and go back to God and go back to safety.
Yeah. So we were just, we were comparing that, and we really thought it was interesting how almost there's so many things like that in life that teach you so many lessons about just simple little things, and if you think back on them, you can think something like, hey, that's something that I actually like, that we actually notice now. So, let's take a quick little sponsor break, and we will be right back. Well, we know that this episode was a little bit short, but I've been looking at my analytics that Anchor has been giving me and realized that you guys like the shorter episodes more. So, we're going to sign off right now, and if you could just send us a voice message about a little lesson that you've been thinking about, and it will come in the podcast. And if you could tell your friends about podcast and subscribe, that would be awesome. Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.